Bhagwan as the Sun of Self-Realization, Sun, Surya, by M.P. Pandit. It is said that the roads to the truth are many and the directing principles of the journey are correspondingly varied. Be that as it may, there is a basic imperative which is common to all the paths, to know the truth of oneself before one can proceed to know the truth of the world. What is the truth that underlies my being? Where is it to be found and how is it to be realized? Bhagavan's teaching is the most direct instruction on the subject in modern times. His own life is a perfect embodiment of this truth realization. The truth, says the seer, is within myself. But what is myself? Am I the body or am I the conglomeration of feelings and sensations that take birth every moment and express themselves, or am I the mind of which I am aware as thoughts? None of these, but that which supports all of them. There is, at the core of the system which I call myself, an indefinable substratum which the Upanishads term the self. The self in me is, so to say, an individuation of the greater self that is the basic truth of the cosmos. To perceive the self within me and find my way to it is not only to realize the truth that gives meaning to my life, but also to identify myself with the truth of all. This self, says Bhagwan, as do men of knowledge everywhere, is to be found and realized in the heart center. No doubt, the self is everywhere, but it is most easily reached at its station behind the chest. How to reach it? Withdraw the mind from its 1,000 preoccupations in the sense world and set it on the quest, who am I? This discipline of meditation and deliberation clears the consciousness of much of the load of mental distractions and turns its face inward. Each exercise digs a level deeper in the being till the pull of the inmost entity claims the entire person. The true individual displaces the fleeting makeshift that I call myself. This experience is to be stabilized and organized into the permanent state of Jivan Mukti.